That was our fiercest rival, and that was the team that knew us best, and we knew them best.
We respected them the most, they respected us the most, and we loved playing against them.
It was going to be physical, and it was going to be a battle. And of course, the elements were so much a factor that day and wound up being a tremendous advantage for us, our ability to do things in the elements that Washington just couldn't do. We drove the ball into a 35 or 40 mile an hour wind for a touchdown.
Back to throw, and big man open, and it's Lionel Manuel, touchdown Giants.
That touchdown drive into the wind was the difference in the game, because it took all the time off the clock for them to have the wind advantage.
With their aerial attack rounded by the ferocious winds, the Redskins were forced to rely on their running game, and the results were as miserable as the weather.
The Redskins have to run the ball to be successful. There's no way they're running the ball consistently and getting two first downs in a row. They just weren't going to do it.
The defense held the Redskins to 40 yards rushing, while Joe Morris racked up 89 yards and scored the game's final touchdown.
You know, Parcells had talked to me about the fact that we're going to have to run the ball and run the ball effectively. He said, look, gear it up.
Morris is going to score.
As the clock was winding down, the one thought in my mind was, come a long way from 1976 when we first opened Giant Stadium. And these same fans are cheering us now because we've turned this ship around and we had a dominant year. And this really was a gift for the Giant fans.
When you win the championship, you know you're going to the Super Bowl. It's the greatest feeling in sports.
Tune in to Giants Chronicles, Sunday at 10 a.m. on MSG.